Brenham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs against the Magnolia West Mustangs is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to the courts with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out once again to the Brenham High School gym, where it is Brenham Cub basketball. The Brenham Cubs tonight taking on the Magnolia West Mustangs. Cubs battling it out for a playoff spot. Coming into tonight, they're down to the final four games left in the season. And as we currently look at the district stats, the Cubs come in this night. They're tied with Brian Rutter for fifth place at 4-6. But they're just one game behind College Station and Montgomery, who are both 5-5. And they're currently tied for third place. And so still a lot left to be determined in these last four games, but Cubs need to hold steady as Magnolia West has been struggling this year. They are the Mustangs 2-8 coming into tonight, and they sit in last place. So Cubs need to come out and take care of business tonight and don't want to let one slip through their fingers that they shouldn't. But it's an important game tonight as we look around the district. Montgomery is taking on Magnolia and College Station and Rutter. And then the big one, the top two teams in the district are going to be facing off tonight, Lake Creek and A&M Consolidated. Now, between Lake Creek and A&M Consolidated, whoever wins that game will clinch the first playoff spot in District 21-5A. And meanwhile, the rest of the teams all bat Lake Creek. Whoever doesn't win will likely be the number two team in the district. Both of them 8-2 coming into tonight in district play. College Station, Montgomery, they're both 5-5 and tied for third place. And right behind them, Brenham and Rutter, 4-6. They're tied for fifth place. Magnolia's in seventh place at 3-7. And Magnolia West at 2-8. And so it's going to be a – this one might actually come down to a photo finish. And who knows, we may – the way things are running some neck and neck this year, we might have to do some playoffs next weekend to get playoffs to see who's going to get into the playoffs, if that makes any sense for you. But it should be a fun night here tonight, and we're glad you're with us along the way. And we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836
4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And back we go to the Brenham High School gym. And we're actually going to be starting a few minutes early. The junior varsity game finished ahead of schedule, and it was the Brenham Cup JV over the Magnolia West JV, 37-34, the final score there. And here we're getting ready for the varsity game. And for the varsity, a little bit different lineup than what we're used to. For Coach Colby Andrews, it's going to be Elijah Ferguson, Isaac Powell, and then we're going to have a change. It's going to be Chris Guidry getting the start tonight instead of Jamari Kelly. And then also rounding up the lineup, Diego Estrada and Jacoby Mathis. And so the Cubs going a little bit different look tonight, getting Guidry the sophomore in there. Guidry's really been playing well lately and being rewarded with some playing time here tonight, some extra playing time here tonight as we get ready for this one. And, of course, plenty of games going on around the area. And at District 26-2A, you got the Burton Panthers on the road at Norma G, Somerville at Iola, and Snook at Mumford. And then you got around the area, Bryan is at Hutto, Klein Kane at Waller. You got Navasota at Belleville, Needville at Sealy, Brazos Wallace at Hempstead, Anderson Shiro's at Cold Spring, Richards at Fayetteville, Round Top Carmina McDade, Caldwell at Taylor, Buckholz at Dimebox, Cameron at Lexington, Giddings at LaGrange, and Palacios at Columbus. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow we've got some junior college basketball heading your way here on KWHI. It's going to be the Blinn Buccaneer women taking on Kilgore. And that one's scheduled to get underway at 2 o'clock at the Cruzy Center. And, well, if you can't make it to the Cruzy Center, we'll have it for you beginning at 1:45 with the pregame right here on KWHI. That's Blinn Buccaneer women's basketball tomorrow afternoon. Well, we're just about ready for the opening intros and the starting lineups. We're going to send you back to the studios one more time, and let's hear another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
All right, back we go as we are getting set for the, we'll have our national anthem and then our opening intros for the players. Cubs dressed out this evening in the white home uniforms with the green letters and numbers, and Magnolia West in the maroon, black, and white.
And your Brenham Cubs! appropriate behavior for passengers, soldiers, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for these behaviors. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now, let's meet the players for tonight's game, starting with the visiting Metro U.S. Mustangs. At 5'11", senior number 2, Cass Wilson. Six-three senior, number 2, Brandon Taylor. 6'1" senior, number 4, Todd Whitehall. 6'1" senior, number 10, Xavier Portales. 6'1" senior, number 20, Anthony Archer. By Derek Cron, Matt Coley, and Joey Jackson. And now, for your coach.
Those are your starting lineups for the Brenham Cubs. And we're ready to get this one underway. Cubs and the Magnolia West Mustangs here in this District 21 5A matchup. Doug Brown with you. So glad you could be with us here on the radio. And it's going to be Jacoby Mathis jumping center. And let's see who's going to be opposite of it. And it's going to be Brandon Taylor, and Cubs win control of the toss. And it is Elijah Ferguson with the basketball, and they go over to Mathis. Mathis drives, pass the ball off to Guidry. And Guidry back out to Powell, over to Estrada. And out to the top of the key to Ferguson. As you're looking at your radio dial, Cubs are going left to right, and Mustangs are going right to left. Powell drives the lane, passes the ball off. Guidry up and in for two. And Chris Guidry on the board. And the Cubs lead it 2-0 here in the early going. Mag West now with their first possession. It is Cash Wilson with the basketball. And they will work it up over to Xavier Portales. Portales drives. And he puts it up and in for two. And the Mustangs on the board. Isaac Powell now back the other way for the Cubs. He'll pass it to Mathis. Over to Estrada. Out to Ferguson, back to Powell. Powell trying to find an opening, and now they get to Estrada and over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts the shot up, and they're going to call him. The shot went in, but they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Kind of a weak call there by the official, and so that's the first foul on the Cubs. Yeah, full court pressure now by Brenham as Magnolia West brings the ball up the court. Portales over to Wilson. And Wilson to Taylor. Taylor drives, puts up the shot, misses. And a rebound, up and in for two, goes Cash Wilson. And that's the first basket that he scored tonight. And it's 4-2 Mag West with 6:25 left to play here in the first quarter. Powell over to Ferguson. And Ferguson going to put up a three. He misses. Rebound by Josh Wyckoff. And Mag West with the basketball. Driving lane, Portales puts it up, misses. A loose ball, recovered by Ferguson. Cubs have got a two-on-run fast break. Ferguson going to keep it. And the shot's blocked by Taylor. Out of bounds, and it's going to be Cub basketball. That'll stop the clock at 5:59. We're just underway here with the Cubs and the Mustangs. You're listening to 1280 AM KWHI in Brenham, K269U 101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And pass off Mathis over to Guidry. Guidry has a shot blocked by Taylor. And back the other way come the Mustangs. And they go over to Taylor. Taylor top of the key out to Wilson. And over to Wyckoff. Wyckoff drives. Back out to Portales. Portales drives, has the ball stolen, almost stolen away by Mathis. Portales able to get it back. And Taylor, just inside the three-point arc, puts up the shot, misses, and Ferguson with a rebound. Gets it up ahead, Powell, and Powell wants to run with it. Up ahead to Guidry. Guidry lays it up and in for two. And that's 4 points for Chris Guidry, and we're tied at four with 5:08 left to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, loose ball on the court, and I'm going to say it was out of bounds on Mag West, so the Cubs will get it underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass, Ferguson to Guidry, now to Powell, back to Ferguson. And Powell now going to slow things down a little bit and set the Cub offense. And pass the ball off to Ferguson, out to Estrada. Estrada thought about a three, pulled it down. And now back outside. Ferguson going to fire up a three. Rim rattler won't go. Guidry tipped it, but unfortunately went into one of the Magnolia players. And Archer brings it up ahead. And a three-pointer by the Mustangs. They miss. And it's going to be out of bounds on the Mustangs. It'll be Cub basketball. We got 4:35 left to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at four apiece. And meanwhile, for the Mustangs, Wyckoff was called for a foul. So one foul apiece as well. And ball stolen away by Portales. And he drives the lane up and in for two. And that'll make it 6-4 Magnolia West here in the early going. Jacoby Mathis drives. He puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Cash Wilson. And Mag West with the basketball. Wilson being guarded by Ferguson. Ferguson steals the ball away as he was trying to go to Taylor. Up ahead to Guidry. Guidry will pass the ball off to Estrada. Diego lays it up and in for two. And it's tied six apiece. And we're going to get a whistle. Well, I thought he called a foul, but I don't. They haven't put anything up on the board yet. And so Portales inbounds it to Wilson. And Wilson comes being aggressive there, trying to get the ball away. And instead, I think they're going to get a foul call. And foul is going to be called on Elijah Ferguson. That's his first. Second team foul on the Cubs with 3:32 left to go here in the first quarter. And inbounds pass knocked out of bounds by Ferguson. It's Taylor trying to bring it in for Magnolia West. He does get it inside to Wilson. And Wilson will bring the ball across midcourt. Drives, passes the ball out to Portales. Portales drives, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul. He knocked, just ran right over Powell, and Powell takes the charge. It's going to be, that's the second foul on Mag West and first on Portales, and now Cub basketball. And we're going to get some changes for the Cubs as Jamari Kelly checks into the game, as does Jaden Hebert. And Estrada and Guidry will sit down. And driving the lane. Powell puts up the shot, misses. Kelly with a rebound. And Jamari puts it up and in for two. And that'll make it 8-6, Cubs. As they've gone back out in front with 2:55 left to play here in the first quarter. Wilson over to Connor Kelly, who's checked in the game now for MagWest. And ball almost stolen away. Oh, now they're going to say it was out of bounds against MagWest. It'll be Cub basketball. Thought they were going to call that against the Cubs, but we actually got that one in our favor. And I'm like, hey, we'll take it. Inbounds pass over to Isaac Powell. Powell over to Elijah Ferguson. Back to Powell. Powell going to drive. Puts up the jumper. Misses. And a rebound by Wyckoff. And Magnolia West as Cash Wilson runs it up. Gets it across the midcourt line. Now he's going to give it up to Wyckoff and over to Portales. And over to Donnie Schrader, who's checked in the game for the Mustangs. And James Williford in there as well. And working inside goes Kelly back out top. Three-point attempt missing. And a rebound by the Cubs. Ferguson bringing the ball up the court. We've got a minute 35 left to play here in quarter number one. Mathis going for the pass off, and we're going to get a foul called. And that was called on James Williford. That is his first. And inbounds pass. Ferguson over to Braylon Ragston, who's now in the game. And they give it up to, was that Guidry? That was Guidry who's back in the game. And that's 6 points now for Guidry. Makes it 10-6 Cubs. And back out in the corner. Three-pointer by Connor Kelly. And that'll make it a 10-9 game with 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs and the Mustangs going at it here. Ragston, top of the key. He'll give it up to Guidry and over to Ferguson. Ferguson to Kelly. And Ragston now back out to Guidry. And over to Ferguson. Cubs running the clock down. And Ferguson going to put up a three, misses. And long rebound there by Williford. And Kelly goes over to Portales inside. Williford cut with a nice block there by Guidry out of bounds. Saved the basket. And also it stops the clock with 22.5 seconds left. And now Isaac Powell going to come back in and give Ferguson a breather. And it bounce pass to Wilson. Wilson try to go to Portales, and Portales passed the ball off. Wilson puts it over, knocked away, and Guidry in his hands, and now he's going to sprint down the court and lays it up, misses, but right back behind him is Jamari Kelly to put it up and in for two. And that makes it 12-9 Cubs. Magnolia West trying to go for the last shot, stolen by the Cubs. And Isaac Powell fires up a long bomb, but misses. But that is going to bring to the end of the first quarter. And our score, the Brenham Cubs 12, the Magnolia West Mustangs 9. We'll be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here as we get set to start the second quarter. Brenham Cubs lead the Magnolia West Mustangs 12-9. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. So glad you could be here with us. And three-point attempt by Taylor. He misses. And Cubs with the basketball. It's Guidry. And he gets it over to Jacoby Mathis. And we got all five starters for the Cubs back in there to start the second quarter. Isaac Powell, Elijah Ferguson, Diego Estrada, Jacoby Mathis, and Chris Guidry. And the ball is out of bounds, and it'll remain Cub basketball. They're going to say that Mag West knocked it out of bounds. And Estrada with the inbounds pass to Powell. Back out to Ferguson. Ferguson to Powell. Just inside the three-point arc. Puts up the shot, misses. And so far, Powell, normally a pretty reliable shot, but he's having trouble getting into his groove this evening. And it's Cash Wilson bringing the ball up there for the Mustangs. Over to Brandon Taylor. Taylor back out to Archer. Archer thought about a three, pass it off. And Wilson inside of Portales. Back to Wilson. Wilson put up the shot, misses. And Ferguson comes down with a rebound. Ferguson to Powell. Powell back out to Mathis. Mathis drives back to Estrada. Estrada for three, and he knocks it down. And that's 5 points for Diego. And loose ball on the court. Ferguson knocked down. And we're going to get foul call. And that's going to be on Chris Guidry. Yeah, so that's Guidry's first. And Magnolia West will inbound it in front of the scorer's table. Portales over to... Oh, there's the ball stolen away. Powell back the other way. He's going to lay it up and in for two. There we go. Now we got Isaac on the board. And he steals this one away on the inbounds pass. Puts it up again. Misses the shot. But he's going to go to the free throw line. Foul call on the Mustangs. That's going to be on Brandon Taylor, his first. And Powell at the line. And he knocks it home. Powell, 5'11 junior. And he hits them both. And that'll increase the Cub lead to 19-9 over the Mustangs. With 5:58 left to play here until halftime. And Kelly bringing the basketball up there for Magnolia West over to Portales. And into the corner, the Archer. Now they work it back out. Now Archer to Portales. Cubs are playing such good defense. They're having trouble, Mag West, trying to find a hole there. Portales puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Mathis. And we're going to get a foul on Magnolia West. That'll be on Anthony Archer, his first. Second team foul of the quarter.
Wow.
And Mathis over to Estrada. Estrada was going for Ferguson. Had the ball almost stolen away by Portales, but he knocked it out of bounds. So it'll remain Cub basketball. Cubs leading 19-9 with 5:24 left to go until halftime. Inbounds pass to Powell. Powell over to Mathis. Mathis puts it up and in for two, and that gets Jacoby on the board tonight with his first 2 points. Full court press by the Cubs. They knock that one out of bounds. Cubs now with a 21-9 lead. Portales with the basketball. And he gets it cross court, and they just say that he was, they didn't save it. Let's see who, a new one checked in the game. Jacob Oliver in the game now, and he was trying to save it from going in the Cub bench, but stepped on the line, so it'll be Cub basketball. Cubs bringing the ball up the court. 4:55 left to go here in quarter number two. Holding on to a 21-9 lead. Ferguson with the basketball. Kelly may have got away with a hand check there. Estrada fires up a three, misses. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Guidry. That was one of those, they always catch the second guy. They never catch the first guy. And ball tipped away, Mathis. And Jacoby drives, puts up the shot, and he's going to get a foul. And let's see, it's going to be against Cash Wilson. For Wilson, that'll be his first. And that'll send Jacoby Mathis to the free throw line for the Cubs. And he knocks down the first one. And Guidry going to take a break, and Kelly going to check back in. And Mathis puts them both through. Just like clockwork, and we're going to get a timeout ticking on the court here. And let's check to see if this is going to be a 30 or a 60. And he wants a full timeout, so we'll take it with him. Cubs lead at 23-9 here in the second quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And back we go, and Taylor's going to lay this one up and in for two. And that is his first basket of the game, and Magnolia West cut the Cub lead to 23-11. As we come back to action here, Powell passes out to Estrada, over to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, and he puts it up and in for two. We are at the four-minute mark, halfway through the second quarter. Cubs lead at 25-11 over the Magnolia West Mustangs. Back the other way, Kelly for three, misses, rebound, and up and in for two goes Jacob Oliver. And so that will make it 25-13. Estrada goes inside, and Ferguson misses the basket and rebounded by Oliver. And up ahead to Portales, now over to Taylor. Taylor back to Kelly. Kelly Gets it Portales back out to Taylor. Taylor going to whip it around now to Wilson. Wilson back to Taylor. And puts up the shot, and he hit it. Brandon Taylor with his second basket of the game. That gives him 4 points and makes it a 10-point game, 25-15. Clock down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to go until halftime. Estrada over to Powell. Powell drives, passes, tried to pass the ball off, and has it stolen away by the Mustangs. Back the other way, went for the reverse layup, and it's going to be a foul call on Brenham. And that's going to be on Jacoby Mathis, his second. And that will send Jacob Oliver, the junior, to the free throw line. Misses his first one. And so, or was that Ebert that came back in? Let's see. It's Ebert that's checked in the game now for Mathis. As Oliver hits the second free throw, we give him 3 points in the game. And it's 25-16. Ferguson drives, tries to lay it up and in, misses, and a rebound by Wyckoff, and knocked out of bounds by Kelly. So the Mustangs will have it underneath their own basket, underneath the Cubs' basket, I should say. Inbounds pass to Portales. Portales being guarded by Powell. Now double team as Ferguson comes over. They get it up ahead. And now 3-point attempt by Wyckoff misses. Loose ball. Kelly. Jamari Kelly comes down with it. And full court press. Ball stolen away. Now Ferguson steals it right back. Gives the ball over. Jamari Kelly up and in. Or was that Ebert? That was Ebert that scored that one. Up and in for two. And Cubs lead it now 27-16. And I think we got another timeout on the court. This one's going to be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here since we're this close to the half. But Cubs leading it 27-16. After outscoring Mag-West 12-9 in the first quarter, they have now outscored them 15-7 here in the second quarter. And still got a couple of minutes left, so still plenty, got some time to build on that lead. Of course, as we said, coming this one up, this important district matchup, Cubs want to keep on winning and stay in that race. It's getting down to the wire. After tonight, there'll only be 3 games left in the regular season. And so all these wins matter. You can't let one against one of the lower level teams, you can't let one lose one against one of the lower level teams, which right now Magnolia West in last place coming into tonight. And they're working around, although not playing like a last place team. And trying to put the shot up in is Oliver. He misses. And it's going to be a foul on Jayden Taylor, who's in the game now. And so that's going to send Powell to the free throw line. Or excuse me, send Oliver to the free throw line. Clock stopped with 1:37 left. And he misses the free throw. And misses them both. And Powell runs it down for the Cubs. And we'll give it over to Ebert. Now back to Powell. Cubs lead at 27-16. We got 1:25 left to go in the second quarter. Ferguson going to fire up a three, and he misses. Well, he's ice cold tonight. Last Friday we were here, he couldn't miss. End up with a big night with 33 points. But so far held to just 2 thus far tonight. And coming through the lane is Wyckoff. And we're going to get a foul call. And that is going to be on Ebert. That'll be his first. And that will send Wyckoff to the free throw line. And he hits the first one. And misses the second one, rebounded by the Mustangs. And got a jump ball call on the floor, and it'll be Cub basketball. The Cubs will have it with 1:03 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 27-17. And Powell drives, puts the shot up and in for two. And Isaac Powell now with 6 points. And the Cubs have taken a 29-17 lead. And Portales up ahead to Oliver, puts up the shot, and going to get a call for traveling. And so Mustangs turn it over with 42 seconds left. And back the other way goes Powell, passes the ball off, and Taylor has his shot blocked. Mustangs back the other way, and looks like they dribble it off the foot, out of bounds. So it'll be Cub basketball. Clock stop with 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. And inbounds pass to Powell. Cubs can play for the last shot here. And it looks like that's exactly what they're gonna do. Powell staying back in the corner. Now he's gonna drive. Give it over to Ferguson. Ferguson to Estrada, back to Powell. Down to 10 seconds. And Powell drives, and he's going to pass the ball off. Shot up and in for two. Goes Jaden Ebert, and he's got 4 points. Or no, they're going to say that was that Ethan Marshall? Apparently it was. I didn't even see Marshall check in. So Ebert still with two, and Marshall with his first basket. And that'll bring us to the end of the second quarter with our score, the Brenham Cubs 31 and the Magnolia West Mustangs 17. And that takes us to halftime, and we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Dahlman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
Brenham High School gym. It's a halftime report, and Brenham Cubs, they are leading Magnolia West here 31-17 at the half. Been a good game defensively for the Cubs. They've kept Magnolia West in check, and right now looking at the leading scorers for Brenham, They really spread the ball around here. Isaac Powell and Chris Guidry with 6 points each. You got Diego Estrada with 5 points. Jamar Kelly and Jacoby Mathis with 4 points each. And you got Elijah Ferguson, Jaden Ebert, and Ethan Marshall with 2 points apiece. And right now, the only, as far as foul trouble, you got Chris Guidry with two. Yeah, Jacoby Mathis with two. So, well, you don't like to get the two. Not that bad, especially when you're going into the third quarter. Now, for Magnolia West, their leading scorers are Brandon Taylor with four and Xavier Portales with four. You got Connor Kelly and Jacob Oliver with 3 points each. Cash Wilson with two. And Joshua Wyckoff with one. Dubs actually outscored Mag West 12-9 in the first quarter. And then outscored them again in the second quarter 19-8. And it built up a pretty comfortable 14-point lead here. Now they just need to stay with it. And keep the pressure on here. As we said, this is such an important game for the Cubs, as they want to stay right here in the thick of things with the playoff race. And, of course, they'll be keeping their eyes on some of those other games that are going on later tonight, or going on right now. Actually, I forget, they all play at the same time. So the ones they'll be looking at, College Station and Brian Rutter, that's an important one, and then Montgomery and Magnolia. Now, if you go by just the records alone, Montgomery should beat Magnolia. But College Station and Rutter, that one, here lately, the way the teams have been playing, because Rutter has actually been playing pretty well, whereas College Station has been struggling. So that's one tonight that really could possibly go either way. It'll be interesting to see how that one shakes out. And then just think, it seems like we just got basketball season started. And after tonight, there's only going to be 3 games left in the regular season, as this season is just flying by. But it's good to see the Cubs in playoff contention here. Now they just, over this last stretch, got to take care of business and get some wins. But you can see a difference in the team, and I think that's one of the great things that Coach Andrews has brought to this team that they haven't had in the last few years, is they're in every game. I mean, you look at that big upset that they had last Friday night over Lake Creek. Nobody thought that was possible. But the Cubs not only beating them, but dominating them here at the Brenham High School gym to get that win. And we were glad to be able to bring that one to you. And we'll check in. Have not heard anything on the girls yet. And, of course, they're in a playoff race as well. Right there in the mix there for that fourth spot. Looks like really on the girls' side, the top three teams pretty much decided, with Lake Creek, Montgomery, and Magnolia West. But that last spot, it is still Magnolia, Brenham, and Rutter, all three of those in the running for that spot. And they've got tonight, well, we'll see what happens with tonight's games, and then it could come down to a photo finish on Tuesday night. And we will have the Cubheads back here on Tuesday night. They'll be here at the Brenham High School gym. And Dean Erickson will have the call of the action for you here. And don't forget, tomorrow we've got actually Flint Buccaneer women's basketball action. Bucks are taking on Kilgore College at the 2 o'clock start at the Cruzy Center, 1:45 pregame with yours truly here on KWHI. But we're getting ready to start the second half of play, and we're going to first send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, back we go here to the Brenham High School gym. Doug Brenham with you on the radio. As the Cubs and the Magnolia West Mustangs do in battle here tonight. Cubs lead it 31-17 as we're getting ready to start the third quarter of play. And for the Mustangs, looks like their starting five will be brought out. Cash Wilson, Brandon Taylor, Josh Wyckoff, Xavier Portales, and Anthony Archer. And Cubs are going to send their starters out. Isaac Powell, along with Chris Guidry, Jacoby Mathis, Diego Estrada, and Elijah Ferguson. It'll be Mustang basketball to start the third quarter. And Wilson will go over to Portales. And over to Archer. Back to Wilson. And Portales going to drive, pass the ball off to Wyckoff. Back to Portales. Puts up a three. Rim rattler won't go. Wyckoff with a rebound. And puts it up himself. Misses. And Portales going for it. And we're going to get a jump ball. And belong to the Cubs. And as we start the third quarter here, it'll be the reverse of the start of the game. Cubs now going right to left, and Mac West going left to right. And Ferguson with the basketball. Looking for an open teammate, finds Estrada. And back around to Guidry, over to Ferguson. Ferguson, long range three, misses. And it's going to be tipped up and in by Estrada. I don't think the show's still on. I don't know if the show's still on anymore, but I wonder if it'd be appropriate to chant "Go Diego, go!" as the Cubs bring the ball up, leading it 33-17. And it's Brandon Taylor with the basketball for the Mustangs, being guarded by Jacoby Mathis. Now Archer going to come in and set a pick, back out to the top of the key. Taylor drives just inside the three-point arc, and he puts up a jumper up and in for two. And for Brandon Taylor, that's 6 points and makes it 33-19. Cubs still with a 14-point lead on Magnolia West. We've got 6:25 left to play. Inside, Ferguson cutting to the basket, and he puts it up and in for two. That'll give Ferguson 4 points in the game. Taylor back the other way. Over in the corner to Wyckoff. Nice defense there by Estrada. Wyckoff has to give it up. And over to Portales. And they work it around to Taylor. Taylor being guarded by Mathis. And now they switch and Guidry's on him. And now over to Portales being guarded by Powell. Portales drives. Nice block shot there by Chris Guidry. I think he was going for a Jordan Harvey pass the way he got up on that one. And Ferguson fires up a three. Nice turnaround three-pointer there. And Ferguson now with 7 points. And he starts getting hot. That could make things very interesting here. 38-19 Cubs. And three-pointer attempt that time hit by Wilson. And Cash Wilson with 3 points, or with a three-pointer there, gives him 5 in the game. And it's 38-22. Back the other way, and it's Isaac Powell up and in for 2. Race to see which one of the Cubs is going to hit double figures first. We got 5 minutes left to play. Cubs lead at 40-22, and another three-pointer attempt. And this time by Wyckoff, he knocks it down. And that makes it 40-25. And we got 4:47 left to play here in quarter number 3. Cubs with a 15-point lead. And they give it to Estrada. Estrada over to Mathis and back to Powell. Powell drives, puts up the shot. No foul called. Surprise. He got knocked down, and Coach Andrews wanting a foul there. Surprisingly, no call. Oh, now they did give it to. Now they did call the foul. Delayed call there. And that is going to be on Xavier Portales, his second. And that will send Isaac Powell to the free throw line. And he knocks it home. And nails them both. And that gives Powell 10 points in the game. First Cub to reach double figures tonight, and it's 42-25. Brenham leading Magnolia West with 4:20 left. And Powell steals the ball away. Ferguson, he's got nobody in front of him, and he's going to lay it up and in for 2. And Elijah Ferguson now with 9 points. And ball stolen away on the inbound pass by Powell. Puts it up. Misses the shot, rebound. And Estrada for 3 misses. And a rebound by Wyckoff. Up ahead to Archer. Archer misses the shot. And Cubs is being real aggressive here. And it's going to be a foul call. Let's see who this is going to be against. And it's going to be on. Let's see who they're going to call that one up. Oh, no, they're going to change it. They originally put it on there. Now they're going to say it's against Chris Guidry. That'll be his third foul. We have 3:51. They still haven't started the clock yet. This is the shot. And so Magnolia West underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass. Three-pointer by Wyckoff misses. And a rebound. And comes with the basketball, working it up ahead. Ferguson puts up the shot, misses. And it's going to be a foul called against the Mustangs. And so they'll send Ferguson to the line. That was called on Wyckoff, his second. And Ferguson misses the first shot. The second one. That'll give him 10 points in the game. Back the other way come the Mustangs, and we get a jump ball. This time it'll belong to Mag West. We got 3:28 left to play here in quarter number 3. Cubs lead at 44-25. Inbounds pass and Magnolia West with the basketball. Taylor looking to drive from the free throw line, puts up a shot, misses. Rebound by Mathis. And Mathis trying to go coast-to-coast, and Jacoby drives, puts up the shot, misses, and rebound by Portales. Portales back the other way, passes the ball off, and they get it inside to Oliver, and he puts it up and in. Jacob Oliver checking back in, and that's 5 points for him, and three-pointer by Ragston, he misses, and rebound by the Mustangs. Cowboys lead it here 45-27. And cross court, three-point attempt by Portales. He misses, and Oliver going for the putback, and we're going to get a foul whistled against Brenham. And for the Cubs, that'll be on Braylon Ragston, his first. That'll send Oliver to the free throw line. And he hits the first free throw. And misses the second one. Mathis with a rebound. And comes bringing the ball up the court. Powell going to drive the lane. Untouched, up and in for two. And Isaac Powell with 12 points. Inbounds pass. And Powell going for the steal this time. They're going to get him for a hand check, and they are. And for Isaac, that'll be his first one. He kind of reached in a little too much there. Even though I know the Brennan fan's not happy with the call, but yeah, that time he was right. You hate to admit it, but yeah, he did that time. 47-28. And Magnolia West with the basketball over to Portales. Back top of the key, Kelly fires up a three, and it is Connor Kelly with his second three of the game, and that cuts it to a 47-31 game. And we're going to get timeout taken on the court. And is this going to be a full or a 30? And just a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep the now they've changed it to a full timeout. So with a full timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And back we go here. We're in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 47-31 and Brenham with the basketball. It's Jamari Kelly over to Ragston. Ragston back out. Jacoby Mathis drives, tried to give it to Kelly. Actually ricocheted off Kelly. Luckily Ragston was there to grab it. So Cubs maintain possession. Ferguson gives it to Mathis. Mathis puts it up, misses, and Ragston with a rebound. Almost lost the basketball. Got it back. And after all that, out of bounds, and it'll be Mustang basketball. Full court press by the Cubs. And good job, good defense there by the Cubs as they got Taylor to step on the line as he was trying to get by Elijah Ferguson. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Cubs get it underneath their own hoop. Clock stopped with a minute 15 left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs lead 47-31. Inbounds pass to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, lays it up and in for two. That's 12 points for Elijah Ferguson. As we're down to a minute left. Good defense by the Cubs, and going to get a foul called there. Braxton arguing, making his case that it was all ball, but that'll be the second foul on Braylon. And he's going to come out, and Diego Estrada going to check back in. Clock has stopped with 59.4 seconds. Cubs lead at 49-31. Inbounds pass by the Mustangs. And it's Wilson inside. Now they work back out to Kelly. Kelly loses the ball, and Ferguson thought he had it, but he's... they're going to call a foul on Kelly. So they're going to say he pushed Ferguson into stepping on the line. And so it'll remain Cub basketball as... checking back in the game is Isaac Powell. And Ebert will come out. And over to Ferguson. And Estrada. And we got a foul. Or what? What was the call there, guys? And they're going to call an offensive foul on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that'll be his fourth foul. And so got to be careful here. Don't want to foul out here with 30 seconds left. And a whistle up and in for two goes. Well, they're going to call an offensive foul on Magnolia West. And so now Cubs can play for the last shot here. They didn't, or maybe they got him for something else because I don't see a foul being put on the scoreboard here. And so that's exactly what Powell's going to do, play for the last shot. They got 10 seconds left. Goes over to Mathis, over to Estrada. Out to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up a three and hit it. 15 points now for Ferguson, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. With our score, the Brenham Cubs lead it 52-31. Back after with the fourth and final quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, here we go. Time for the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 52-31. Isaac Powell with the basketball. Passes the ball off to Estrada. Now over to Ferguson. And we're going to get a whistle here against Magnolia West. And that's going to be a foul call on Cash Wilson. And for Wilson, that'll be his second foul. And Cubs will take it in from the sideline. Estrada over to Powell. Cubs with a 21-point lead here. And gives it to Ferguson. And Ferguson, and going to get another foul on Wilson. And for Cash Wilson, that'll be number three on him. And Estrada once again to Powell. And back to Mathis. Mathis drive. Ferguson for three. Misses. And knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say on Magnolia West. And so it'll be Cub basketball underneath their own hoop. And over to Kelly. Over to Estrada. Ferguson going to fire up another three. Misses. And rebound by Magnolia West. And they get it back up. Three-pointer just short. Rebound by Mathis. And I think Portales was trying to steal the ball away, and he's going to get called for a foul. Or maybe not. As Cubs bring the ball up the court. Jamari Kelly over to Elijah Ferguson. Ferguson going to fire up another three. Misses. And don't want to get too crazy on the threes. You still want to get some points. You got a full quarter to play. This thing ain't done yet. And that one up and in for Portales. Makes it 52-33. Ferguson trying to drive, turn around, puts the shot up and in for two. Elijah Ferguson with 17 points. And it's now 54-33, and we're going to get a whistle. And it's going to be Magnolia West basketball. And ball. Wilson trying to dive for it around the defense. Ends up knocking it out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball with 6:11 left to play here in the game. And out of the top of the key goes Isaac Powell. And Powell over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts the shot up and in. And that's 2 points for Jacoby. That'll give him 6 for the game. And full court press continued by the Cubs. They've completely thrown Magnolia West off all night. And West back the other way. Oliver misses the shot. Loose ball on the court. Recovered by Oliver, and he'll give it to Portales. Portales driving, and we're going to get a foul called. And that's going to be on Elijah Ferguson. And for Ferguson, that'll be his second. Inbounds pass. We got 5:25 left to play in the game. Cubs lead at 56-33. And shot put up by Magnolia West, and another foul call. And this time it will send Kelly to the free throw line. And foul was on Ferguson, his third. Connor Kelly. And misses the first one. Currently, he's got 6 points off a pair of three-pointers. And misses both free throws. And comes back the other way. Powell wants to run with it. Gives it to Jamari Kelly. And Kelly has it go off his hands and out of bounds. And they're going to get a foul call on... They are going to call a foul on Magnolia West. That's going to be on Connor Kelly, his second. And that'll send Jamari Kelly to the free throw line for the Cubs. And he clanks the first one. Yeah, looks like we're going to get some substitutions for Magnolia West. Checking the game will be Colin Purvis, and didn't see who the other guy was. I'm sure we'll try to pick up his number if we can here. Next free throw, and he misses them both. Rebound by Mathis. Mathis out to Powell. And time is called. The horn went off inadvertently. And we're going to get Ragson coming in. Ferguson's going to go take a break. With 5:12 left in the game, Cubs leading by 23. He may possibly be done for the night. And he's had a good night, 17 points. Ragson drives, puts up the shot. And no shot is what they're going to say. Foul called on James Williford. That's his second. And so they said a foul occurred before the shot. So Cubs will get it underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass Estrada over to Mathis. And Jacoby driving, puts up the shot, and he's going to get fouled. And Jacoby going to head to the free throw line. That's going to be on Williford, his third. That's a Mathis at the line. Misses the first one. You'll get one more opportunity. And clanks them both. Raxton with a rebound, and Braylon puts it up and in for two. And for Raxton, that's his first basket of the night. Makes it 58-33 Cubs. In the corner, three-point attempt. And that's a three-pointer there. Didn't see the number on who hit that. And back the other way, Estrada misses the three-pointer. Three was by Chase Butler, who's checked in. And now back the other way, comes to get it. Raxton lays it up and in for two, and Braylon with 4 points. Makes it 60-36 Cubs with 4:10 left to play. Three-pointer by Portales is short. Rebound by Mathis. Up ahead to Ragston. And Ragston going to pull it down, give it back to Mathis. Mathis for a two, puts up the jumper, misses. And rebound back in the corner. And another three-pointer there by Butler. Gives him 6 points off the bench and makes it 63-36 with 3:40 left to go in the game. Cubs still with a big lead. And shot missed. Out of bounds. And it's 60-39. Cubs with the lead. And Powell going to take a break now, and he may also be done for the night as Jayton Taylor checks back in. Cubs seemingly have this one in hand here. Ragston over to Mathis. Mathis drives, lays it up and in for two. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. And just the 32nd timeout taken by the Cubs. Stops the clock with 3:16 left to play in the game. Cubs leading it here by a score of 62-39. And on their way to a big win here. This will put their record at 5-6 district. And Magnolia West will drop to 2-9. Cubs 22-8. This will make them 22-8 overall. They were doing well until they got to district play, and they've had their struggles in district, but they've shown some flashes of some progress being made. So just got to, especially down the stretch here, just got to find that consistency. Yeah, they want to make it into the playoffs. Magnolia West with the basketball. And they've emptied their bench now, although Wilson's still in there. Estrada. And they're working around. Ragston for three, misses and a rebound. That is in Wilson. He's trying to go to Butler. He missed. Back the other way. Ragston up and in for two and draws the foul. Foul is called on Cash Wilson. That'll be his fourth. And that'll send Braylon to the free throw line. And Estrada going to come out. Jamari Kelly going to check in. And Ethan Marshall's on it. So I think all the starters for the Cubs are out of the game now. I think the bench is going to get it as Raxton misses the free throw. I think the bench is going to take care of things the rest of the way. In the corner, Butler fires up a three, misses. Rebound. And nice block shot there by Ebert. Back the other way, Jayton Taylor puts up the shot, misses. And knocked around into the hands of Butler. Over to Tommy Watson, who's in the game. The both teams now with just their bench guys in with the significant lead here for the Cubs. As Ebert comes down with a rebound, and they're going to call Ebert for a double dribble. So that'll be a turnover and belong back to the Mustangs. Clock stops with 2:06 left to play. Cubs leading 64-39. Inbounds pass by the Mustangs. That is over to Reed Coleman. And Coleman over to Wilson. Back in the corner to Butler. Butler fires up a three, misses. And a rebound by Taylor. Cubs now with the basketball. As Ebert goes over to Taylor. Taylor drives. Back out, they're working around to Ethan Marshall. Marshall backing it in and passes the ball off, has it stolen away by the Mustangs. And back the other way, nice block shot there by Marshall. And we're going to get a bump, and let's see who they're going to call the foul on. To me, I thought the Magnolia West guy, Tommy Watson initiated contact there, but they're going to say it's on the Cubs. And so the Magwells will get underneath their own basket. And three-pointer rim rattler won't go. And so the Cubs will have possession with a minute 15 left to play. Cubs leading 64-39. And Taylor dribbles it off his foot, but one of the Magnolia West players hit it before it went out of bounds, so it stays Cub basketball with a minute 6 left to play. Inbounds pass. Now Cubs is going to milk the clock as we drop down to less than a minute left to go in the game. Raxton on a drive and loses control, but gets it back now to Taylor. Taylor puts up the shot and is going to draw a foul. And that'll be with 49.8 seconds left. Foul is going to be called on Colin Purvis, his first. And that'll send Taylor to the free throw line. And he hit it. Kind of rattled around the rim up there, but it finally went in. And they're going to get a substitution now as Wilson will come out. And checking back into the game is going to be James Williford. Yeah, and he clanked the other one. Actually, didn't even clank it. He airballed the second free throw. And so 65-39. Back the other way. Wild shot put up and missed by Purvis. But that's going to be a foul call against Brenham. That is going to be on Jamari Kelly. That's his second. And that will send Colin Purvis to the free throw line. 43 seconds left in the game. And he hits the first one. Makes it 65-40. He'll get one more. And he hits them both. Makes it 65-41. Loose ball on the court, but luckily the Magnolia West guys had all gone back to the other side, so it stays Cub possession. And Raxton over to Ebert. Ebert gives it up to Marshall. And ball stolen away by the Mustangs. They're going to drive back the other way. Shot misses. And rebound by the Cubs. And up ahead. And Jamari Kelly going to put it up and in for two. That should just about do it as we're down to 5 seconds left to play. And they're going to get one more shot, and they miss it. And that's your ball game. Cubs win it tonight, 67-41. And they're going to get a good hand from the hometown crowd as the Cubs improve to 22-8 on the season and 5-6 in district play. And we'll be back for the postgame wrap-up after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And back we go here. Yeah, a little Born to Be Wild here. And the Brenham Cubs picked up the victory tonight, 67-41 over the Magnolia West Mustangs. And we go back to the breakdown by quarters. Cubs won all four quarters tonight. Won the first quarter 12-9, second quarter 19-8, third quarter 21-14, and then the fourth quarter 15-10. Leading scorer for Brenham this evening was Elijah Ferguson with 17 points. Isaac Powell with 12 points. And also had Jacoby Mathis with 8. And then Diego Estrada with 7. Braylon Raxton with 6. Jamari Kelly with 6. Chris Kidry with 6. And just a total team effort, getting everybody involved in the game tonight for the Brenham Cubs as they get the win. And matter of fact, everybody that got into the game for Brenham tonight, everybody on the team played, everybody scored. And so that was a good night tonight whenever you could do that. And that is going to do it for us this evening. And we will find out how the rest of the districts go. I'm off in the morning, so Craig Montana and Joshua Blosky will be holding down the fort on the morning show. But I will be tomorrow afternoon for our next broadcast. We're going to be doing some Blinn Buccaneer volleyball. Buccaneer women taking on Kilgore College. That's a 2 o'clock start time, 1:45 pregame here on KWHI. Once again, your final score here tonight. Cubs win it 67-41 over Magnolia West. And I want to thank Austin Bagg at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our Brenham sports friends who make our broadcast possible. For all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Once again, the final score is Brenham Cubs 67, Magnolia 41. Good night, everybody. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.